Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Hollywood Casino in Lawrenceburg is enjoying record attendance and profits since remaking itself this summer. In Focus on Technology, Ann Thompson reports a big part of its success involves computerized gaming.
Even on a Monday morning, Hollywood Casino is far from quiet. There's music, television surround sound, and computerized money noise.
You would think that there's actually coins falling into trays throughout the entire casino.
General Manager Tony Rodio says when you hit a jackpot, the machine mimics the way it used to sound.
So yeah, that's another aspect of how the technology and slot machines have changed. The move from actually having coins to all just being done with vouchers and credits.
Is that everywhere?
Everywhere.
Rodio says Hollywood, which used to be Argosy Casino, has all the look and feel of a Vegas Strip property. The riverboat, themed in 1930s Art Deco, can hold 9,000 people who could play 3,200 electronic machines and 88 live table games. 30 years ago, slot machines were mechanical. Today, they're computerized and can be altered with a chip.
The technology now, rather than having to change out that whole slot machine for a new slot machine, you change a computer chip, and that one day it's one slot machine, and the next day it's a whole different theme. And that continues to evolve and become more interactive. Now there's bonus screens. There's some slot machines, actually, that take you on a journey. There's one, Star Trek, that where you put your card in the machine, and it's taking you through a journey. And when you leave and come back, you pick up where you left off. The machine knows who the customer and is able to identify where you were when you were last playing.
70% of gamblers here insert a player's card at slot machines or tables, and that's one way the casino captures information. It keeps track of how often people play, how much they bet, and more. Rodio says the next piece of technology will be personal messages at slot machines.
When you put your card in, it would say hello, your name. If it's your birthday, a birthday message might pop up. If we have, let's say we're giving away some sort of, you know, a toaster oven for that day, and you have to earn so many points, it would let you know what the promotion is. It'll keep tabs on how many more points you need to get to that. So there's ways that we can speak to the customer directly right at each and every slot machine. We don't have that same capability in table games because it's not, the table games is more of a manual process, but we certainly have a lot of capabilities.
There is somebody speaking directly to customers at Hollywood's virtual reality table games, a virtual dealer. This person on a video screen is looking right at players and interacting with them.
I think what makes this, first of all, it's obviously very interesting to have it in an interactive environment like this with the virtual reality dealer, but it a lot of customers that don't typically play table games are very intimidated. When you sit down at a blackjack table, you know, you don't know what you're doing. You're afraid that somebody is going to complain that you made a mistake and you took their card. And this allows, I think, a traditional slot customer to play table games without that intimidation factor, and then they can graduate up to a real game, number one. Number two, it allows us to offer the blackjack at a lower level.
The virtual reality option is also cheaper, about half the cost of sitting at a real table. It's available for blackjack and three-card poker. Hollywood also has a computerized roulette game.
And just like a regular roulette game, it has a spinning wheel with a real ball, just like a real roulette. But instead of the customers placing chips out on a layout, they have their own little computer monitor where they can insert bills or vouchers and then bet whatever numbers they want to bet or combinations they want to bet.
And people are betting a lot. Hollywood took in $119 million from July to September. That's 12% more than a year ago. Attendance is up 30% to 1.2 million visits. If Issue 3 passes in Ohio, a proposed constitutional amendment to authorize casinos in some parts of Ohio, look for more of the Hollywood brand. Rodio says it will expand to Columbus and Toledo. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.